This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bucks, Joe Prunty joining us on the line. Joe, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
No, my pleasure. And thanks for coming on for a couple of minutes. My assumption is it's been a whirlwind of emotion for you over the last 24 hours, hasn't it?
That's a good assumption.
In that sense, I guess moving forward, give me your outlook as they told you yesterday, and now you say you're kind of saddled with this opportunity. So moving forward, what are you thinking?
Well, I think a lot of the things that I just heard you talking about, the goals that we had in front of us are still in front of us. They're still attainable. The things that we've talked about, how we get there, are things that we will have to do better, regardless of what they are, defensively or offensively. To give you something tangible, like take last night's game, the turnovers, we had 18. How can we clean that up? We've been a very good turnover team for the most part this year, and last night and recently we've been trending the wrong direction. We've been top 10 in terms of taking care of the ball. Actually have been top 5, and we've slowly gotten worse there. So that's just an example of things. But we've in the short term, there's things that we've just got to clean up on both ends of the floor that we can clean up.
That's the X's and O's on the court. Off the court, when you find out yesterday, obviously, there's some fences to be mended. It certainly seemed like Giannis was upset that this happened. He's obviously the star player of the Milwaukee Bucks. What do you say to him? How do you handle that situation, being the guy that is now taking over?
Well, I think for a lot of people, it was a crazy day, and that's probably an understatement, a little bit of shock. I think that's normal. We're all humans in this. Coaches, he's a great coach, was a great player when he played, and he's an incredible person. Obviously not everybody knows him. Everybody thinks they do, right? We see these figures, and they think they know somebody. I think the thing for us as a group is sort of what we just talked about in terms of our goals, like what the things that we need to go accomplish, we can still do. And one of the simplest things, and sometimes people don't want to hear simplicity, is we need to be better today than we were yesterday. And how do we do that? What helps us accomplish that goal? So, defensively, can we get one more rotation right? Can we offensively take one better quality shot? Like I talked about the turnovers earlier, okay? What were the bad turnovers, or how did we have turnovers? All right, let's look at them. Let's evaluate it. Why did we make this pass? The goal, like I said, is getting better every day, and that's the short term. The long term, all those other goals stay, and that has to be what our focus is.
When you have a lot of the talk about communication with players or the lack thereof from Jason Kidd, is that a fence that you feel that needs to be mended, or because you were on the staff? Because we know a lot of assistant coaches, your position coaches and stuff like that, that's kind of your go-between anyway. Is that something that you feel you needed to concentrate on as you take over and move forward?
Well, I'm certainly going to have to talk to the guy. I mean, communication is key to anything, to any relationship. Doesn't matter the business, doesn't matter who's involved. So I think myself, for sure, will have to have a lot of communication. different communication with the guys than I've had in the past here. And but that's to be expected. That's part of what comes along with this role. I don't know all the conversations that take place. And that is, you know, my job right now is to make sure we are all moving in the right direction. And I think we're, you know, last night was a good start. But again, what are we doing each day to make that better and better and better so that we can achieve our ultimate goals?
Talking with Joe Prunty, the interim head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, takes over last night, gets a nice win. Malcolm Brogdon came up big last night. Now, do we expect just as it matchups, or do we expect a few more minutes out of him per game?
Well, you know, a lot of times it's there's the you have the plan, right? And then you don't expect guys to necessarily pick up the fouls that they do, but that's part of the game, and so you have your adjustments ready to go. We had a situation where Malcolm had three fouls. Tony gets hurt on a play, you know, that, and he has to get checked out. So we have to make adjustments. And so last night, without Giannis, certain guys are playing different minutes than they might be. But the mentality has to be you're ready to play. You know, I think one of the buzzwords that a lot of people just love to throw out there is, oh, what are the rotations? What is, you know, how does, when is this guy coming in the game? I think what it is your job is to be ready to play when the coach calls your number. And if you're not ready to play, then the rotation is you might not be in it. And sometimes that's harsh, but that is, you know, last night, Jason Terry came in at the end of the second quarter because of the circumstances and was matched up with Devin Booker and did a very good job in that stretch defensively, kept him in check. And so that is key for guys like in Malcolm last night, took advantage of the opportunity that was in front of him. He has played pretty good minutes here recently. We missed him the other night, but he had a good performance like a lot of guys did that might not have even shown up in the statistics.
The team has had the inability to handle consistent success. Just after you knock off a big opponent, they'll come back against what's many consider to be a lesser opponent, and obviously it doesn't go real well. What is the key to getting these games? Because, look, I hear the term all the time, and I think people have gotten to the point where they just don't want to accept it anymore. The team is young. My argument is that their team's been immature. They haven't been able to handle success. How do you get them over that hump?
Yeah, one thing for sure is we need to be more consistent. You know, one of the things is doing the little things more frequently. And okay, yeah, well, no, that's kind of a no-duh statement. But what are those little things? Like, what, you know, a lot of people come into games and they say, oh, it was, you know, it was a one-possession game. And they're talking about the one possession at the end of the game. And one of the things I've talked about a lot is, okay, it was a one-possession game. What was the one possession? Because the first play is probably just as important as the last play. The only difference is in the first play, you have 47 minutes and 45 seconds to figure it out. The last play, you don't. But if you did the right things more successfully throughout the game, then the game wouldn't be at that one possession. It would have been that one possession earlier. I hope that makes sense.
No, I get it, yeah. But,
yeah, and so I think for us, a big play last night was the game's kind of going back and forth. You know, they had been up by five. We had gone on a little bit of a run, and they're taking the ball out of bounds underneath, and we get a steal turnover for a layup. Well, that's a huge play in the game. Because now it gives us, instead of being just a one-possession game, it moves it up and potentially to a two- or three-possession game. We come out of a timeout, and Troy Daniels, we're on defense, and Troy Daniels hits a three to cut it from 7-4. Well, if they go on to win the game, that might have been the possession. So we really have, it's winning possession by possession becomes very critical, and that's where we have to be consistent.
Yeah, it was always, when George Karl was here, he's always used to drill into my head, value the basketball. and value every possession as if it was the last. So I completely get where you're coming from. I understand it. Real quick before I let you go, now that you move forward and you've got guys that have been somewhat outspoken, a guy like Jabari says he hasn't really had a great relationship with Jason. You talk about the communication aspect of this. Is there something, I mean, you have to talk to guys on a daily basis, yes, but is there a concerted effort to say, okay, I have to be able to be more available or reach out more, be more of a face, more of a voice for certain guys that may or may not feel alienated on this team?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. I don't know who would feel exactly alienated. I think, you know, what we have tried to do as a staff is always, you know, so if that's what he said, I mean, that's something that I would have to address with him. He has not specifically said that to me. That's something that I am going to have to speak with each guy, you know, on a consistent basis. I mean, that's also part of being consistent, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, because things change daily. Things change momentarily, but, as they change, you have to have that dialogue with guys to know, you know, what they're thinking. You know, and Jabari, you know, he's coming up to a situation that, you know, obviously is going to be an important part of the season moving forward.
Joe, we wish you all the luck in the world. We hope to see you deep into the postseason. Day at a time, I guess, is the way to look at it right now. So hopefully you guys can turn things around real quick, establish some success and go from there, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it. Thanks for answering some tough questions. There you go. Joe Prunty, the interim head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. And you can kind of tell there's a little bit of a delicate dance there, that some things he can and can't say. But, you know, I've always said sometimes what you listen for is what's not said. That speaks louder than what is said. And I want your reaction to what you just heard. If you're a Bucks fan, give us a buzz. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.